Love and marriage, love and marriage, love and marriage, love and marriage.
Hey, bitch, you better praise God or I'ma shoot, and that's on God. I ain't playing by my Lord and Savior, I'm on my job. If you ain't a Christian, I'ma stab you in the face. If it ain't about Jesus, I'ma hit you with this cane.
Why you play that?
It's that new Kanye.
Jesus Christ, nigga, free right?
Why you play that?
Shit go.
Abraham Lincoln, 416 bars ago.
This shit go though.
R.I.P. Betty White, she ain't dead before when she died, cause I know it's coming up. Hey, little bitch, how you not gonna fuck with a real nigga? You pay still late on my bills, nigga.
No.
Better charge the iPhone. Ask me if these diamonds now, bitch. These are rhinestones. R.I.P. musty. Reebok. My show got canceled, cause white folks don't trust me. Now I'm in the strip club with glue on the bottom of my shoe, nigga. That's how I'm due.
Yeah, a little bit of that heat before we came
nah,
in.
That ain't no Kanye, though.
It sound like it.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
You listen to that Kanye? I told you, I listened to two songs, and I went back to Watch the Throne, No Church in a While.
I listened to it.
I'm a little devilish guy. Shit.
I listened to it.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Why everybody it's keep Kanye. Talking about that Chick-fil-A line?
Because that's the song he putting out. But you got to listen to it yourself. I don't want to give out no option, like, no, my opinion yet until you listen to it. But I don't think you are.
Yeah, I was like, I don't be, I just don't like the J words.
I just think people, I just think people have something to, they just want something to say. Just like how we own a podcast right now on Love and Marriage. What's up, y'all? But I just think people just want something to say. And that's just the topic of the times right now.
I mean, Kanye is a, you say Kanye is a,
my thing is,
prominent person in black culture, though. He's been around for a few years. You can at least
a lot of years. Yeah.
So, 15, 20 years he's been around, so.
You didn't watch that Big Boy, interview yet?
I just heard something about it. I heard, because he was just talking about, like, I was the one saying, Bush didn't like black people, and I put a hat on, now I'm a coon.
But you gotta watch the whole thing. Like, I think a lot of people are not watching the whole entire, you know.
I don't give Kanye.
Yeah.
I'm not giving Kanye no 48 minutes to listen to the whole interview.
Okay, understood. But, you know, some people are curious as to what he's talking about. I know I was.
I think Kanye is, I like listening to his music, but I think you gotta get Kanye in, like, first. And I can't listen to him all day because sometimes he starts sound like he's rambling and stuff in his music.
Yeah,
and his talk.
Just like how he do now.
Like I said, I don't know. He all right. But yeah, we had another episode of Love and Marriage. Shout out to the everybody listening to the show. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
With y'all feedback. Just cause y'all give us feedback don't mean we gonna listen to it though. as long as y'all giving us feedback far as how to improve the show, some people always got something to say. Just cause you saying something don't mean we gonna
Who was saying something?
I don't know. Nah, I just talking shit.
That's every episode.
We gonna start over, but I'm
saying good.
Huh? Don't start over?
No, that's good.
Alright, never mind. I was gonna start over and see how this sounds, but hopefully it sounds good. We just gonna rock with this.
Yeah, so, we've been going for like what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Two weeks, because pregnant mama don't wanna do nothing.
Hey man, pregnant mama has reached 29 weeks, y'all. Applause, please.
Applause. Let me see which one is this one.
Yeah, thank you. Proud of myself. I'm proud of what's going on right now. I'm very humble, but I'm very proud as well.
So what's going on?
Oh, nothing. School.
You talking about the 29 week. You said you're proud of what's going on.
I'm healthy, you know. Been maintaining my weight. I'm happy. Some days I'm a little off, but, you know, I'm just going to blame that on the pregnancy. And other than that, I'm good. It feels good. I be hitting the bag, y'all. That feels great. I'm so used to, no disrespects. I know that a lot of people say, or back in the day, they say, like, the old women say, you gotta sit down. Not old women, but elderly. You gotta sit down with the advice and all that stuff. You gotta be still. But I think we should just do the total opposite. I said, get active. Be active. Like, for real, if you're out there with child, just be active before, be active during, because it really feels good. It's like, I don't know, I've been feeling really good lately, working out, taking walks, punching the bag. That really feels, that's the best. Squats. And then shout out to my one of my best friends, Amber. She told me to get that medicine ball, and that's really been working. But anyway, yeah, that's what I'm proud of. Some days I feel tired, but most days I feel really good. So
did you listen to it? You saw that video I posted with Floyd Mayweather hitting the heavy bag?
Yeah, you talking about it? He was the GOAT. Y'all seen it before you posted. Yeah, he's tight. Still tight. I like, you know what I like? Even though people talk about how, what's the word, arrogant he is. But he still be giving out, you know, lessons. There's nothing wrong with that. And for free. He ain't got to show nobody nothing.
Shit, Muhammad Ali was arrogant too. He was walking around saying, I'm the greatest.
But why not when you, if you believe that and you talking about it, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, sometimes it's like, I don't know, it's like, if you don't say, you, even with my podcast and all that stuff I do, I think because I don't be bragging, then it's like, you know, people are like, oh, but if I was sitting there bragging, like, oh, I'm great, I do this podcast shit every day, I do this shit like them. I do it for TV, man, I got a podcast for every bump on your face.
You do that all the time anyway, so I don't know, I don't know what you're talking about.
Then I'd be like this, show me love, but you know. I be on my humble, so, you know, people just say,
yeah, that's true. Why not? Why not, though? Sometimes I think men and women should boast, but, you know, also boast in the Lord also. But anyway, just, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. People should be happy. I think just people just want to be mad about anything. Yeah. So let's switch. What you been up to?
Drinking water. Staying out, mind my business.
Look, talk about me now. He doing it.
But we're in the streets. Oh, you remember we went to that, I went to the Capoeira event the other day, a couple weeks ago. That shit was tight. It was like, man, I felt like I was at home, but then it was like foreign to me. But I was like, this shit feel good. I felt it in my soul, but I was like, man, I'm not, it sounds like some new shit.
It was rich.
Like weird to me a little bit, because I'd never seen it before, but it was like, Capoeira is like, Brazilian African martial arts, and it's like the kind of like dancing a little bit, and it's the way they used to trick the slave owners from thinking they was fighting, but they was actually fighting, but the people be looking like they playing. So
I don't think we want to mess with them people though. Yeah, like so that's, it was like that's initiation.
My homie, one of my homies, he sells some t-shirts, fitness t-shirts. Look up the best of you online; he should come up. But he was out there getting his belt, so. We were watching that was pretty cool.
Yeah, from toddlers all the way up to grown men and women. That was dope. That was really dope. I love the environment we were in and the beef patties we ate.
Yeah, dude was singing. He was like, ale, ale, ale,
ale, ale. I apologize because I know he didn't just say all that. Ale, ale,
ale. That's how they were sounding for real. That shit was
it was live in the instruments and everything. It was a woman breastfeeding. I mean, I just felt like it was a woman
breastfeeding.
Yeah,
where
she was like on the stage, like boop out, and I was like, that's culture, like that's awesome. Not because she was, you know, titty out, but just breastfeeding. Like it was just open. Everybody was dressed down.
Hey, I was saying, what you think? I was looking at this one video. I forgot that girl's name. She was cute too, but I think her thing was like, her kids was like grown and shit. She was still breastfeeding them. The kid would be like,
I told you my
mom.
Be
so old, the kid be like, mama, give me your titty.
Oh no, I told you my mom.
Like 8 years old, still sucking on the titty. No, like,
I told you my mom did a dissertation. That's what how you pronounce it. And in college, and she told me she had to do one about breastfeeding, and she found studies about women that breastfed their kids till they were 10. I ain't gonna go that far. That's
the only thing. They old like enough James start talking and saying, give me the tea. That's too old.
I mean, I appreciate those women who do that and know, you know, all love to you, you know, because there's women out there that still do that.
I think once they know what a titty is, that's the age. They too old. Once you can understand what body is and a breast, yeah. Too
but
old
how? Stuff. What's the age of that, doctor? Because today's world,
I know it's eight. Shit, about eight, not eight is too old.
A full understanding.
Seven, eight, you start knowing a little bit. No, I said I don't know.
You can't put no age on that because maybe they do know, but they can't say it out their mouths.
Man,
like,
teeth gonna be hurting the mama in a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be hurting the mama if the baby got, well, the kid got full teeth sucking on the teeth.
Well, in modern day times, they have nipple protectors now, so you can have the baby on you while suckling with a nipple protector coming from your breast.
I never saw a 10-year-old doing that though. I never.
But it might not be in America.
I think the one I saw, it came out like last year, but the babies was like, they probably like 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. I never saw nothing older than that.
Yeah, she did a study. She always talk about that. Shout out to my mom. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we went to see SoCal Pro Wrestling.
That
we
was fun.
My homie Judiz.
What's up, man?
Yeah, we was on the front row.
Beautiful,
man.
Family.
Almost got snot on us.
Yeah,
and shit.
That's right. Sitting so close that we almost got snot on us.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like, boys. It was like, I don't know. I'm like, I like doing stuff, but I like doing stuff like I said, I'd rather like support my homie stuff instead of going to like the WWE. I'd rather go to somebody like I interview, go to their stuff. I just like more like personal settings. So
it's more intimate.
Yeah, so
it's intimate.
It was cool. It was like we had like second row seats, but the price was only like $26. So yeah. It was like, you're not gonna pay that $26 for WWE. You'll be all the way in the back somewhere. I don't even think they got tickets that cheap.
They gotta have tickets that cheap.
Like where we was at for that event at WWE, we've been paying like at least like I would say five hundred. I know it'd be 200-300, but probably five. But yeah, it was really cool. Like we was right in the front, and it was actually a place I used to train. That I was doing pro wrestling training like a year ago. So
shoot.
I went up there to see how they was doing. I might go up there this year in January. They're gonna do another training, so I might go up there for my birthday to see what I got.
Yeah, that's gonna be dope. I can't wait to see you in action.
My dream. I think I want to do one wrestling match, then I'm retired.
No.
Yeah,
but what if you good, and then...
I already know be good.
But then that why would good. You do one time?
Just because I just be like, I did a wrestling match.
No. You should keep on. Like, maybe a week.
I keep going and get hurt. Yeah, I want to get... I just want to
you
get, gonna, get
you
out.
Can't think like that. What you be telling me? You can't think like Shit. That. You can't think ahead like that.
But wrestling is one of those sports. Wrestling, it ain't like if you get hurt, it's just when you get hurt. Because you're going to get hurt wrestling. And it's because the thing about wrestling, it's not going to be... You doing something hard that get you hurt. It's gonna be like you hit the rope. You sprained your back. It's gonna be some shit like that, like a unfortunate injury. So you get hurt. That's what I'm saying. I ain't trying to be doing it all the time, but I want to keep trying and see what's up.
I hope you do it like more than once. Mm-hmm. That would be fun. Shout out to all the.
Y'all gonna come see me wrestle though? Let me know.
Yeah, let them know.
Yeah,
hype them up, man. He's been working hard.
See me.
Y'all should have seen it. Unsolved. Another unsolved mystery, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all should see it in his eyes, though. I think you should be up there. You'll be great.
Then we went to we had a little family function, so I was hooping on the court.
Oh, busing. Man, no. The little kid was tearing her up, though. Whoever that little kid is, whoever that little kid was, busting on her.
He be acting like, don't get your ball, don't get it, throw your ball away. That little boy, she from the jump. Like, little boy,
I don't know. It's one of my little brother's friends. Happy birthday to my little brother.
I'm going to work on my, because he got me, though, because he was like, like I said, I've probably been shooting this past year, but I ain't gonna lie. Only thing I've been doing is just shooting threes. I ain't been shooting no other shots. Then my homie, Chris, he was always telling me, like, man, why you don't be shooting inside? But I was like, man, why I'm gonna shoot inside when three is more than two? That kind of showed me the other day I need to work on my inside, my mid-range game a little bit. So
they was whooping y'all
next
up.
Year, before Scoob's 18th birthday, I'm just saying, y'all better be ready because this shot is going to be so lit. I don't care who it is. I said, by then, shoot.
Y'all was sitting down a lot. Y'all, you got up and you came right back down to sit down. I said, dang.
I was drinking, still busting, but wait till next year when it's come up. Y'all going to see me.
Oh,
y'all going to feel me
because
I'm going to be really, the shot going to be on point. I'm going to have everything inside, outside, everything going to be wet.
Oh, anyway,
man, the Lakers and the Clippers are playing pretty good. This is
you know what? I'm not a basketball fan like that. I'm more of a football fan. But the Clippers been whooping ass. I really like their team right now this year. No hate to the Lakers because, you know, we're from California, all that stuff. But I enjoy watching their games.
What do you like about the Clippers?
I don't know.
Clippers don't get no love, man. Like,
well, they need. They getting love from me because they whooping butt. I'm not on no bandwagon or nothing like that, but I like watching the game. It's very entertaining compared to all the other games that's been playing. I mean, yeah, you know.
We got to talk about LeBron got to give up that little hairpiece.
Oh, man.
They
got him.
I feel you, LeBron, because shit, if I grow my hair out, we'd be the same way. My shit be bald, same true. Place your shit bald. Cut that shit off, man. Oh, grow your beard, be cool. Like, you got too much money, be, I don't know. Like, you got money, so I'm pretty sure.
That's a man's pride, though. You can't find
a way to, like, have a surgery and get it grow back, or just take some meds, some pills. Don't be getting that hairpiece, because you looking crazy out there.
He had a hairpiece?
Yeah, he had a hairpiece, and it fell out, and then, that's what Leo was talking about yesterday. Because he said he had just made a shot. Anthony Davis was on the bench, and then LeBron just made a shot.
Yeah.
But then Anthony Davis trying to tell him about his hair, and then LeBron like, oh, yeah, I know I did good. And he's like, no, nigga, your hair. Then when he was like, you can hear him say, no, nigga, your hair.
Ouch.
But yeah, like, he got looking crazy with them hair pieces, man.
How does that feel, though? I know women lose their hair all the time. Honestly, but
I'm not going to get no hair piece. If anything, I'm going to get the surgery to make it, like, cause I know they got, like, you can get a tattoo, make it, I'll do something like that, but I wouldn't get no hairpiece where it can fall out. But this one dude was trying to eat my boy. He was getting that, like, they got the little kind of like, I guess it's kind of like mascara, but she kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, about?
They got that shit for men, but he's like, man,
don't be doing that. I used to work at a store, a hair
and
store.
Get high and be smelling this shit, looking crazy.
Oh, sweating down your eye. Don't do it.
Doing all that shit.
Just cut it off and be natural, man. If it come out, just let it come out, man. It's okay. Y'all in now. Bald guys with beards. If you can't grow a beard, that's fine. Just be pretty with the, you know, clean face.
Yeah, some of y'all can't grow no beards, man. Not, like, to me, like, you can't grow no beard because, like, a beard is a representation of your inside. So that means y'all sitting there. You can't smoke Black and Miles and Swishy Sweets all day. Drink some water. Take some vitamins. Eat some fruit and vegetables, man. Have your beard looking luxurious like mine. Use some beard oil.
You've been using my conditioner too.
Oil.
That's what I see.
Yeah, you gotta use all that. So how your beard looking? Somebody was saying like just let your beard grow, but I don't believe in that. I believe like take care of your stuff, man. Yeah. Especially if you got a lady, man, they gonna be on your face, man. I don't want.
Yeah, I like it.
Let your soul
grow. Y'all already know what else makes it grow. But anyway, so
whatever.
I won't go there. So we went somewhere last night. It was great.
My homie Fingers, he was at the Collective.
Linus from Peanuts that we on the piano from Peanuts?
Yeah, Fingers.
Well, anyway.
What do you mean?
Linus, the little, never mind. Snoop, but not Snoop, Snoopy, and Charlie Brown. Linus, the dude named Linus that's on the computer.
Or
on
but here they make, we talking about Fingers.
I know, I'm just saying. Anyway, yeah, what happened?
No, I was just saying he was performing. My homie, been knowing him for over 15 years, and he's living in Long Beach, named Fingers, John Caldwell. He's been performing keyboards for a while.
Yeah, shout out to him.
He's been gigging for a while, I said 15 years, so he have his band he's been doing.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like neo soul, country neo soul, little funk. So pretty cool.
It was really nice. What else did we see that he proposed to his girlfriend?
Like we saw him. He did like 45-minute set. Mm-hmm. If you're my friend on Facebook, you can see it for now. But I don't be keeping my stuff live on there like that. I usually lock it down because I just be really recording that stuff. So when it comes up in my memories, I can see it.
Aww.
But if you're my friend right now and I post this, you can probably see it for now. But yeah, he did like 3 or 4 songs, and then after that, he posted with his girlfriend. So.
Yeah, it was unexpected for everybody, I guess.
Yeah, and then speaking of love and marriage, I was saying the cool part is like I met him like 15 years ago, and when I met him, he was going through a divorce. So 15 years later, he's finally getting married again. So it's all good loving somebody when somebody loves you back.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
Go ahead with your eyes closed.
To be loved. Yeah. Yeah. This is the only way that my heart desires. Just appreciate. They ain't ready.
Ooh, they not ready. I know they not ready. They are not
y'all
ready.
Y'all know about Teddy Pete, man.
They are not ready. And I like that. I like when, I mean, of course, I believe women are hopeless romantics and we want to be in love. That's just our thing. But just to see men who... they want that second date, go into it again. It's awesome to see that, you know. It's a really good thing to find love again, you know, when I see a man do that. It's like, you know, they don't give up. That's a good thing. Don't give up on love, man. Don't give up on love. It conquers all, people. But yeah. Quit talking like, oh, I want to be married and all this stuff, and then turn around and say something bad about it. It's just, it's a double negative now. It turns back to zero. No value to it. You got to keep that hope alive. What'd you say about hope yesterday? Or you did an interview talking about hope.
People were talking about, because dude was saying, I think I was interviewing
J-Tech. What's up, J-Tech?
Yeah, J-Tech. And he was talking about how, I said, what is your story with your music? He was like, man, I just try to tell people to keep the hope. He's a lot of people just lose hope. And then I was just thinking about zombies, like Walking Dead and all them movies and zombie movies. And I think those zombies basically represent people that have no hope. Because, like, once you don't got no hope, shit, it's really like you dead. It's like, what do you have? If you don't have no hope, no faith, no dreams, no desires, you just living life, giving life, whatever life takes you, that's what you take, and you ain't trying to do nothing else. Like, that's hopeless.
Man.
That's what I was saying. We just listening to that. I think that was that Rhythm and Flow, and they were saying, don't be selling.
Don't settle.
Like, man, once you, like I'm saying, that's like losing hope. You just, it's like, whatever. Oh, I'm from the hood. I'm going to stay in the hood.
Yeah.
Mom, daddy want nothing. My mama ain't want nothing. So, therefore, I'm at where I'm at in life. I ain't going to get no better.
Yeah, find your motivation. Hope, find your passion, man.
It's always like, man, you can always, like I say, if you breathing, you can always, and you're a hustler, shit, you figure it out. Like I said, I just say try to make each day better than the next day. Yeah. You'll be all right. If you keep doing that, if you, like, 365 days in a year.
Man.
If every day you try to make a day, you try to be better than you was the last day, you do that shit for a couple more years, you're going to be straight. I don't care who you are.
Think about how many lifetimes you can live with that type of mentality. That's how I look at it. I live many lifetimes, and I'm going to keep living many lifetimes. But base it off of hope, too, and faith, and, you know, determination. Go out there and get it. It's hard, but keep going. Shoot, it's going to be hard. What they call it, the process? You got to fall in love with that. Shoot. But, yeah, it's crazy. But I appreciate all the people who find love and keep love and give it a second chance. You know, we only live one time in this world. But we can live many lifetimes. So what you reading, too? You reading something new? You always reading.
I forgot what book I'm reading. Oh, yeah, I was reading those. I got to talk about those books. But let me get a break right here.
Next year around like it's Christmas. I got a picture. I think I'm kind of off and drug my nut. It's delicious.
Ooh.
I want to get a whip and stash it in the white on businesses. Hey, no, hold on. I got this hook. Hey. I'm gonna get my $1,000
What?
Cause I got depression. I'm gonna pay my taxes and I'm gonna get arrested. Cause I got depression.
That's his hook.
Money on an old Chevy. Cause I got depression. Everybody know, nigga. You need to.
Oh yeah, man, hard, yeah. I don't know about that.
Praise God. I'm fucking. But yeah, I've been actually put y'all on some game right quick. Put y'all on some game. I'm gonna sprinkle y'all right quick. Because, you know, I get hip with the hippopotamus. Got a partner by the name of Apocalypse.
What?
Yeah, I'm put y'all on some game.
I almost couldn't say
this is like one of Bill Gates. I guess Bill Gates was reading this book when he was a kid. So I be reading this book. But it's kind of like, man, I ain't going to lie. I don't be knowing about money and math like I should. But this is a good book to get you started. It's called The Intelligent Investor. It's by Benjamin Graham. So that was Bill Gates. He said when he was a little kid, he first started reading that book.
He got a documentary on Netflix, too. I didn't watch it yet, though. I've been watching that Wu-Tang saga.
I've been reading this book called, by this dude named Frederick Dodson. So he was talking about this book called The Parallel Universes of Self. And I don't think y'all ready for that yet. So some of y'all might be ready for that. If you're ready for that, let me know in the comments, DMs. But if you're ready for me to talk about that higher level, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? We can talk about it, but.
I've been in my textbooks, but also some. I wait till books talk to me a little bit. I seek it, but I wait for it. I want it to scream to me. I want it to catch me and say, "Here, me, look at me." So I ended up ordering this book called "The Sacred Woman" by Queen Afua. There's a lot of women that's already read this book, but it's just, you know, it's about a guide to healing the feminine body, mind, and spirit. And since I'm in this stage of pregnancy and trying to ease my soul and be cool, not only am I reading the good word, but also I like to read other stuff. So that's what I'm reading right now. I'm only on the second page, but so far so good, because she talks about, like, the introduction, basically, what it's about. It's about woman. It's about power. She says woman, woman, W-O-M-B-M-A-N. So, and then they said Erykah Badu backs it up and all that. I know it's a book that's been written a while ago, but it's new to me. And shout out to all the women who, like, said you should read it. So, I'm definitely going to tap in. It's interesting so far. It's a lot. Because I like to read. When I read, I like to actually study and write stuff down. So, it's going to take me a while. But it's good. That's what I'm reading right now. So if y'all want to go ahead and dip into that, go ahead and do that.
Just... Well, what happened to the marriage book? You ain't reading it no more?
No, I am reading it. It's a lot. I told you, I'm on the Four Horsemen. It was right now. I'm on the talking about the differences between the complaint and you said a complaint and what's the other word? It's two C's.
Compliment.
No, not a compliment.
Criticism?
Something close to that. I gotta listen again, but like, what are you complaining or are you, you know, I forget the other word. I gotta listen back again. But no, I'm still listening to it. It was just, it's a lot. And then, like, you know how you said when you was listening to it, it was kind of like convicting you a little bit. It does straighten you out. That's why I got.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you did. You told me that. It was some things that you had to, you know, you don't want to hear what he got to say, but you got to listen. And I listened. I was like, dang, all right. There's some things I got to, you know, check out.
What?
Like, if I'm complaining or not. I forget the other word, because then I can really elaborate on what I'm talking about. But I was trying to avoid it. I was like, that's true, man. Like, you know, are we really arguing or... You know how I go. Good
past couple weeks too. We shrimp tacos.
Oh yeah! Shout out to me.
Oh yeah, we found out about shrimp tacos.
No, we didn't find out. I cooked it. It was good. I'm proud of myself.
We ate some eggplant yesterday.
Oh, that was good.
Went to Golden Corral today. Cause Kim said she wants some Golden Corral, so we
why are you trying to say this?
Oh yeah, what we had the other day? We had some little the Jamaican patty thing.
I told you some beef patties.
Yeah, but they weren't beef patties. It was cabbage and spinach.
No, it was spinach.
I had tofu.
Yeah, you had tofu.
You said you had spinach.
Sorry guys. Sorry. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry, but yeah, it was really good. For the past 3 weeks, we've been pretty on. I made some beans today, though. Yeah, yesterday.
I ain't eaten yet.
We've been eating. Baby been eating. Oh, yeah, so we're going to have a registry if y'all want to go and do that. I ain't asking for much. I shouldn't even brought it up, but hey. She going to be here soon.
You can't be talking about the registry. We don't have it.
No, we got it. I mean... It's next show. I'll definitely put out the links and stuff. But yeah, I do appreciate all the support.
Y'all gonna listen? Y'all would have put something on it, man.
Yeah, we appreciate the support.
It's hard out here being an independent podcast producer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
it's hard out here. Now I'm saying we were watching that Rhythm and Flow though.
Yeah,
shout out DJ Pierre. He been telling me about it, but we like it. American Idol with a hip-hop swing.
You know, I was trying to avoid it because I was thinking it was going to be like that. I had told you that before. But, hey, it's cool. I've been watching a lot of anime, though, so I don't know. Watching a lot of adult cartoons.
I haven't watched Dolomite yet, but I got to watch. I guess by the next show, we'll be talking about Dolomite. Probably should already be talking about it, but we'll talk about it by the next show.
We have time. That Rhythm of Flow was like a whole hour. I think we've seen two episodes of it. Or just one. The L.A. one and the New York one.
I ain't really seen nobody read. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just kind of telling you how the new age of hip-hop is. But nobody really I listen to was like, woo.
Yeah, how you feel about that? Because you've been around for a while. And
it
I mean.
It is what it is. Got to go with it, man. That's the new game. It's a new game we play. I guess, like, even, like, basketball. I always be talking about basketball. But I'm pretty sure, like, J. Jordan and all them people from the 80s and 90s probably like, man, the game is a little softer. Like, football players say that too, but they still don't change the fact that the game is the way it is. So it's like,
I've heard that they said that it's more these young kids that are doing these sports, is they fast, you know, they got a little bit more.
But I'm saying, even it don't matter about that. It's just like the game is a little softer because the rules are like even in football now, they got like the way, like back in the day, it's like they can hit you however they want to hit you. But mm-hmm. now it's like, if you aim with your head, that's mm-hmm. that's a fine. It's like too many, like they trying to make it more safe. But I'm saying it wasn't like that 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying, even with basketball, like it was like certain ways, like they'll let you hand check. Now mm-hmm. you can't do that. So it's like different rules, but it's like it still don't change the fact where that's still the game.
But
so
also, like, it makes it more professional. That's why they call it professional football.
But I think with hip hop, it's just shit. I mean, like I said, you was like, why are those people rapping like that? Because shit, Migos is hot, so yeah. they want to rap like Migos. Like, whoever's name, people, Drake is hot, or Drake was hot. I think you done got like a million Drakes since Drake came out.
Oh, yeah, of course. So many rappers oh, like now Drake. we can sing now? They singing.
Yeah, it's like
millions. We talk about love now?
Oh, Drake like opened the door for that. But I always thought, like, even when we talk about Kanye, I think Kanye kind of started, well, Drake was doing his thing, but then when 808 came out, that kind of opened it up more too.
A lot of people did not like that album.
I didn't like it.
I thought it was good. It was just different.
Hey.
Nobody was ready for don't that. I remember, shout out to one of my cousins. She took me on a free concert, and Kanye was there. And he was performing those songs from that album. He was mad because people wasn't feeling it. But he was already doing that stuff way before. Mm. But I thought it was cool. He was before his time for
like,
that.
Yeah, like everybody, I don't know, man. Like sometimes it's like, you got to remember you're an artist. I mean, I guess he's like, I'm an artist, I'm going to do whatever I want. But he has to remember, like, he's getting his fans for that type of music at the time. So mm-hmm. he can't expect all his people to follow him every genre he goes. Just like this one dude, he's like, I tap out. Because like, you went from straight B-boy hip-hop to that shit, 808 shit.
Yeah.
Then to the dark fantasy shit.
But we can't, but
then
the
you
fans.
Went to Jesus. Then now you hear, it's like, you keep evolving. So it's like, some of the fans, like, the original hip-hop fans, the spaceship, college dropout people, mm-hmm. you can't expect that type of people to like that type of music to like Jesus King. That's a whole different type of ear.
But let it be, because there's different types of genres and a lot of people have different types of ears. I don't think as fans or supporters we should hold an artist in a box, period.
I ain't saying hold them in the box, but I'm just saying I'm not going to hold you in the box, but I'm saying that don't mean I gotta like everything you come
and
out
that's
with.
That's true. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And that's like, true. That don't mean I gotta like it. Just cause you do what you wanna do. You yeah. come out with a fucking country Christmas album. But that don't mean I gotta like it.
That's true.
It is what it is. Like, you can't get mad over yeah. there.
Yeah. Can't nobody get mad at all. So.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
So also, I wanna ask this question. It's kind of serious. I was listening to this one podcast called Dope Dad Gang, and they were saying the question, maybe just for a man to answer, but do you think the happy wife, happy life theory is flawed in today's time?
What you mean by that? I don't even know what that means.
They were saying, like, is it true, basically? Like, happy wife, happy life.
No.
Me neither.
It ain't got nothing to do with, I mean, shit. I don't know. I just think, I mean, I guess that's kind of where it starts. Because I don't know, though, because I just don't understand.
Then somebody was saying, who started that?
Happy wife, happy life. I mean, I guess if she happy, then yeah, you want your woman to be happy. Because if she happy, then you'll be happy. So I guess that's cool.
I just wanted to see what you was going to say. I thought that was pretty interesting. That it was like a real heated discussion. Y'all can go watch that or listen to it. But I was thinking, like, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? I think it's a team thing. I'm going to keep saying it's teamwork, make the dream work, and all that stuff. Good stuff. So, if you happy, I mean, as a wife, you got to keep the house and home together, you know, and then the man do his job. Everybody got a part in it. Everybody got a job. Everybody got a duty. Well, so.
Yeah, we had some listeners, listener questions I forgot about. We about to read these questions, then we out of 5,000 G. We gonna read these questions first. Yeah, somebody sent us a question. They said, "What do you define as cheating?"
Man. There's a lot of different areas we can go with that.
What do you define as cheating? You, keyword.
I don't know. We'll come back to that.
Oh, she ain't answering the listeners' questions.
We'll come back to that because everybody has infidelity. Could be somebody. I wouldn't know yet until I'm in a situation. What Kanye
said, he said, "And deception is the only felony, so they will fuck nobody without telling me." So that might be his definition.
That's Kanye's, but
that's your boy.
But I don't follow that nigga like that. I'm saying I respect him as an artist. Like however people feel about him is how they feel about him. Let's just hope and you know that he just do what he say he gonna do, period. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody tripping about that. So I'm not gonna be mad cause somebody else is mad. Like people be like, you should be angry. Like, no, that's what he's doing. And he's making money off people. So that's the main thing. You guys still listening. You know, and you got people that are not going to listen like you. But still, like, nobody tripping off that. I like Kanye. I don't care what nobody say. Shoot. How y'all just give up on somebody like that, you know?
No church in the wild.
That's right. No church in the wild. So if he want to talk about that, that's his own journey. Let him do it. Can't nobody get mad at that.
I'm trying to find the other question.
That's the only question they wanted to ask. I had some more, but
I clicked on some and it went away. I'm going back up to get it.
Yeah, y'all.
Do you think past relationship events should be brought up to the attention of the current significant other with just no effect on the current relationship?
Yeah, I don't think it would matter. It just depends on that person. Like,
yeah, I ain't like that question. Send better questions, bro. Let me tell you what's going to happen when you send these whack ass questions.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
When women want to talk about their day, is it stressful? And if it's stressful, is it more important for the man to just listen or provide a solution? Let me read that again. If the woman wants to talk about their day, and if it's stressful, is it more important for a man to just listen or provide a solution?
First of all, what is the woman talking about? Is she complaining about her day?
Yeah, mostly that's what they be doing. No. Don't hear that shit.
Men complain too about their day, but it's a different type of thing. I'm tired of this rapper. That's complaining compared to a woman saying, "You know what she did today?" That's the difference. But I mean, it just depends on the person. Because what if it's like a financial something? You know that something financial, or she want to move to the next job, or something really serious that can affect the household, or you want to take it on, talk to your spouse about it. But if it's just like complaining, you going to work and I'm tired of this every day, gotta do da-da-da-da, then quit and get you another job or work on getting another job. We was talking about settling. Don't settle. It's a lot of jobs out here. So
alright, so thanks for those questions. Even though that one, hey, I told you.
No.
Let's send better questions next time, bro. Yeah, y'all send a shirt. If it's send a really good question, maybe I'll send y'all some fan mail or something. Send y'all we got some wristbands. So you send a good question, I'll send you a wristband.
I love a marriage wristband.
Nah, it's gonna be a pole politics wristband. Yeah. Self help meets hip hop. We might get some love and marriage hip hop. Bands later. But yeah, we out, man. It's been kind of a long show.
Yeah, love and marriage.
Gotta work tomorrow. Pays bill.
Yeah, I got. Hard
living in Whiteyville.
Oh no.
No, it's hard out here for him.
We appreciate y'all. Thanks for listening to Love and Marriage. Shout out to everybody that's been listening. I know we just getting started, and I appreciate the support. We appreciate the support,
It is what it is with me. So, PoePoliticking.com, PoePoliticking at Instagram, social media is PoePoliticking. What is your stuff?
Oh, you can listen, or not listen. I ain't doing that right now. But I did post up my blog again. If you into poetry and all that stuff, and I really like to express myself through that way, go to kimscurtaincall.tumblr.com. I need to upgrade that website. But you can find me on Instagram too at Kimmy Darling, Kime underscore Darling. Yeah, so, you know, but if you want to read something nice and, you know, create a picture in your mind about the things you read, create a canvas, you know, I draw a canvas with my words. I try my best, but yeah, go ahead. That's what I'm doing.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.